Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Pinkleton, D-I-N-K-L-E-T-O-N, date of birth 7/22/1962. He comes today. He's quit all of his meds over approximately 1.5 months ago. He's been having stomach pain, fatigue, whole body pain. He says he just feels bad. He's been trying multiple different types of cleanses for improvement. He's denied any fevers, chills, no vomiting, some diarrhea, but this alternates between constipation and diarrhea. He's not having any new muscle or joint pains out of the ordinary. His nausea is worse when he wakes up in the morning. Yesterday, blood pressure 132 over 83, pulse 62.8.3, weight 207 pounds. General, he appears well. He's in no distress. Heart sounds irregular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Assessment, abdominal pain, diarrhea. Differentials include celiac disease versus irritable bowel syndrome versus other etiology plan. Blood work, stool studies, follow-up. Next, Beatrice Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, date of birth, 12/30/1917. She comes for follow-up over UTI. She's not having any symptoms today. No other problems. And today, blood pressure 136 over 74, pulse 72, 98.6, weight 136 pounds. General, she's in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Assess our urine is positive for blood, some protein and leukocytes. Assessment, she's stable plan. Continue current medications, refill omeprazole, and follow up in 3 months. Thank you. Anthony Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, date of birth 11/27/1989. He comes today as a new patient. Period. He has a history of eczema and depression. Period. He's been having difficulty sleeping. Lately, he states that for the past few years, he goes to bed. He lays down at night. It takes him approximately 1 hour to get to sleep. And throughout the night, he is awakening 3 to 4 times. Period. He states he does occasionally jerk his legs. He is pretty consistent with his bedtime routine, even on the weekends, period. Past medical history, depression, anxiety, eczema, social history. He's single. He smokes one pack of cigarettes per week. He does not drink any alcohol. He says that he is, quote, trying to exercise, end quote. Family history, notable for mother had thyroid cancer, hypertension, cholesterol, hyperlipidemia run in the family. Medications, Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily, allergies, none. Review of systems, 132-point review is obtained, a negative. Physical blood pressure, 126 over 84, pulse 76, 98.4, weight 172 pounds. General, he's in no distress. Heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen sloppy, no peripheral edema. Assessment, 23-year-old here, male to establish with difficulty sleeping. Certainly differentials include difficulty related to his depression and anxiety versus sleep apnea versus restless leg syndrome versus other etiology. Plan. We'll have him evaluated by a sleep doctor number 2. We'll also take the liberty of checking his blood counts, including CBC, CMP, lipids, thyroid, B12 and folic acid levels, as well as evaluation for diabetes and follow-up. Started problem list on Anthony Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, date of birth, 11/27/1989. Problem list number 1, anxiety and depression. Number 2, sleep disorder. Number 3, eczema. Surgical history, none. Medications, Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily. Allergies. to Poison Ivy. Next, Ida King, K-I-N-G, date of birth, 10/21/1960. She's going to stay for follow-up regarding her cholesterol. She's found to have quite an elevated LDL at 154. She has been told that she has high cholesterol in the past, though has tried diet and exercise in today. Blood pressure 124/72, pulse 72, temp 97.6, weight 173 pounds. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Paragraph, recent blood work reveals LDL 154, HDL 43, total cholesterol 251, triglycerides 171, thyroid 2.1, CBC reveals a slightly depressed, white blood cell count of 3.7, chemistry is normal. Assessment hyperlipidemia plan, the patient would like to have a 3 to 4 month trial of diet, weight loss, and exercise. Given a blood work form to recheck her cholesterol in approximately 4 months and follow up at that time. Next, Reba Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, date of birth 4/6/1926. She's having some right ear pain, sore throat for 3 to 4 days now. Intraday, blood pressure 132/70, pulse 60, temp 98.5, weight 138 pounds. General, she's in no distress. HNT, right tympanic membrane is dull. Throat is non-neurothematous. Heart sounds irregular, lungs clear assessment. Otitis media plan, amoxicillin, diflucan for prevention of candida vaginitis and follow-up. Next, Donald Sells, S-E-L-L-S, date of birth, sex, 30/19/52, comes today. Recently was admitted, found to have hyperkalemia and some acute on chronic kidney disease related to an infection necessitating back from period. He feels well. He's now had IV fluids. His kidney function has improved. No other problems. Intraday blood pressure 136/78, pulse 74, 10/97.7, weight 282 pounds. General, he's in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. His strength is 5 out of 5 in both upper and lower extremities assessment. Recent hyperkalemia plan, continue current medications. Reviewed his regimen today. He will recheck his PTINR as well as his potassium next week and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. I've also provided prescriptions for folic acid, simvastatin, and an updated glipizide. Thank you. Albert Mason, M-A-S-O-N, date of birth 5/18/1923. He comes today. He says he's been coughing, felt a rattling in his chest for 4 months now. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, changes in sputum, no fevers, chills. He does have a history of a COPD. Intraday, blood pressure 120/79, pulse 64, temp 96.7, weight 143 pounds. General appearance, he's in no distress, heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, tympanic membranes are intact, throat is non-erythematous assessment. He could have asthma or COPD planned, chest x-ray, pulmonary function tests, and follow-up. Wanda Denton-Buttner, B-U-T-N-E-R, date of birth 4/30/1971. She comes back. She's not feeling any better, still coughing and wheezing. Intraday blood pressure 124/82, pulse 82/99, weight 224 pounds. General, no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. Paragraph x-ray was lingular consolidation. Assessment, pneumonia plan, Avalox, Phenergan, expectorant with codeine, diflucan, as needed for yeast infection, follow-up in 4 weeks with a repeat x-ray. Insert ed interview statement. Myra Merkel, M-E-R-C-K-L-E, date of birth 1/6/1948. Paragraph, she's concerned that she's unable to absorb nutrients since her thyroidectomy, which severed her vagus nerve. She does take B12 sublingually, as well as Omothyroid and her Atenolol. She has not lost any weight. She has no diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no obvious signs or symptoms related to a nutritional deficiency. Insert A, blood pressure 114 over 60, pulse 76, temp 98.9, weight 133 pounds. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. She has no rash. Assessment. Hypothyroidism, hypertension, and concern for malabsorption plan. Check a CCC and PTSH, PT, serum B12, vitamin D, and prealbumin, and follow-up. Insert at interview statement. Joseph Dezinski, D-E-Z-E-N-S-K-I, day of birth 6/21/1947. Subjective, he comes back today. He was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection approximately 1 week ago, found to be resistant to trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, which was changed to Cipro. Period. He came back today. He's finished out his Cipro, and his urine is negative. He no longer has any urinary symptoms. He otherwise is doing well. He is scheduled to have surgery. Otherwise, his blood pressure was found to continually be elevated today. Insert A, blood pressure 150 over 90, pulse 92, temp 98.1, weight 378 pounds. General, she's in no distress. He is in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Abdomen is obese but soft. Assessment number one, hypertension number two. His urinary tract infection has resolved. Period. He has no blood, nitrates, leukocytes. Today plan. Increase hydrochlorothiazide losartan to 100-25. Continue to monitor blood pressure and follow up. Also add that he had stopped his Vesicare during this urinary tract infection. I have recommended that he resume this. Please copy to Dr. Looney, L-O-O-N-E-Y, and Jake Anderson. Thank you. Cynthia Stovall, S-T-O-V-A-L-L, Deborah, 531-1953. She comes. She still does not feel very well. She's still a little nauseated, weak, coughing. Her temperature has improved. Yesterday, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 64, temp 99.4, weight 120 pounds. General, she still appears to be fatigued. Heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. Assessment. Flu-like illness plan. Continue Tamiflu, Augmentin, Phenergan for nausea. Follow-up in 2 days. Insert ed and review statement. Next is Ian Scotty, S-K-O-T-T-E. Date of birth 9/5/1982. Subjective. New patient office visit. He comes today to establish. He has no new problems other than some depression and anxiety, which is being treated with 100 milligrams of sertraline. Period. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia, though he has not had this checked recently. Past medical history as above, surgical history, rhinoplasty, medications, sertraline, 100 milligrams daily, and multivitamins, allergy, no drug allergies, family history, diabetes, gout, stroke. Social history, he's single. He does not smoke. He drinks on occasion. Abbott, he did smoke 1/2 pack per day during college for a few years, but quit back in 2004. He does exercise 3 to 4 times per week. Review of systems, 132 point review is obtained on chart. Physical blood pressure 120 over 72, pulse 80, temp 97.7, weight 160 pounds, height 5'6". General appearance, he appears well. His stated age and in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. He has no peripheral edema. Assessment. He appears well. Plan. Given the price of his sertraline will change to 40 milligrams of Celexa daily. He will continue his multivitamin. We'll check baseline blood work, including CBC, CMP, and lipids, and he will follow up. I've also given him a prescription for Cipro, as he is seen to go to Guatemala in the event that he develops diarrhea. Start a problem list on Ian Scotty, S-K-O-T-T-E, date of birth 9/5/1982. Problem list number one, history of hyperlipidemia, next number, history of depression, anxiety, physical history, none, medications, Celexa, 40 milligrams daily, allergies, sorry, add multivitamin, allergies, none, drug allergies, thank you.